Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rib. I'm on site. I'm at Al Casa Smoke Shop in San Ramon. If you guys do happen to stop in California, stop by this shop. You will get shown love.
100%.
You guys can introduce yourself.
I'm Jeff. What's going on?
My name is Michael. All right. So, like I said, this is an impromptu. They didn't know. We're at a live smoke shop. I see some customers coming in right now. Just introduce the topic real quick.
The topic we're doing is time and accepting responsibilities.
Hit it with the ultrasound.
Alright, that's gonna be funny. Alright, so we're gonna do this again. Like, I'm gonna edit this and like real funny. It's gonna be dope. But drop the topic one more time. I know we're talking about time. Break it down again.
We're dropping a topic about time. Basically about how much time we got left, how much time we were given to begin with, and how we're gonna manage our time and how we are wasting it, like right now.
So, like I said, this is what I was saying. Like last year, time was like a big, if you really look at how life was put in perspective due to the pandemic, time was a very important factor in people's lives, right? Because at one point in time, you went from living free, right? Doing whatever you want, doing a daily routine, pandemic hits, it gets everybody shook up. Next thing you know, you have a bunch of people blaming technically time because they blame the pandemic for a loss of time. They said 2020 wasn't shit because of the pandemic, but when you really look at it, when most places shut down and the quarantine is about March, I don't know how many days in the year that is, but they had like over what 200 plus years, and they still blame. So when we look at time as a construct, it's funny because it's one thing that is limited, but it's still of abundance if you use it correctly, right? And what I mean by that, so we all know that we got an expiration date. The way it's going is, I don't think, we may not see it in our lifetime where they're extending lives, but at the same time, like, we should be looking forward to, like, living a full life, right? Mm-hmm. So you could live one person's full lifetime technically in a week if you do it right. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Because most of the thing when we talk about managing time is really about what? The pursuit of
happiness.
Pursuit of happiness, pursuit of your passions, pursuit of your dreams, living with purpose, which we touched on the three P's. So when we look at it, I think the people that who complain or who have an issue with time are those who don't know how to manage their time. That's also the same people who don't like find enjoyment in, say, the work that they do, right? So I see you. Like, mind you, again, we're at Al Casa Smoke Shop in San Ramon. Stop by, look it up, Google it. But you look at a job like this, I'm watching my man's hair, and this is my first time meeting him, right? This is my partner, Hefe, who I spoke about on more than one episode. And you can see as my man's is doing, like, he's actually taking fulfillment in this thing. He's not just being a cashier or whatever. What do they call you guys?
A cashier or I don't even know, retail.
Yeah, I'm down with just retail.
Right. So we look at time in that sense, right? He could come here on a daily basis and it's Monday. He could come in here with a bunk attitude and just be like the same thing as a customer, because that's where it came from. Customer comes in, just to kind of revamp it again. Customer comes in, he asks how she's doing. She said, "Oh, it's Monday," blaming the day, right? Another, you could say, parameter of time, right? I think that'd be a good way of putting it. I don't know how you want to put that. Like I said, we're not going to be real technical on this one, but she's blaming her time, while him on the opposite side come to work, high energy, making a difference in people's lives, right? So again, in essence, even if he didn't know what his purpose was, you could see that he's working with purpose. So when we look at the constructs again of time, if you're fearful of using it or fearful of losing it, fearful of not enjoying it to the max, why and what are you doing technically incorrect? Right? What's wrong with your mental, like, I don't want to say, like, let's just say your mental, like, what's a good word? Because usually you'll come up with some shit like this and put in a different, but I'm trying to think of how to phrase it. I guess mentality in general. What's going on with you, in essence, to where you're not taking every day for what it is? Like, this is another opportunity for you to wake up and make something happen. You don't have to be you don't have to be a millionaire to make something happen. You don't have to have all the money. I'm not saying that it doesn't help. I'm not saying that it won't make a difference. But every day, if a man look like he's waking up, you come in on high energy, right? So what keeps you going? What, like, in essence, what keeps you with the spirit?
What keeps me with the spirit, man? Shit, I've been fluctuating throughout my life. Honestly, like, I remember my first memory is just like being on a family trip, enjoying life. You know, everybody was together. My second memory is waking up on the floor. And then
like life just continued on from there. I really didn't understand like poverty or anything like that.
Right.
Or any, just nothing like that. I was just a little kid, and then things got better, and then things got bad again. And then it didn't get better after that. So I started looking at it like, I'm like, why wasn't I able to like have as much fun as I used to? Why wasn't I able to run around 13 acres of land like I used to, and all this other stuff? And it happened to do with my family's relationships.
Yes.
My grandma got a divorce, my mother got a divorce, mom got with another person, got another divorce, and like I'm the type of person to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, it is.
And like I don't, if I see someone doing bad, I don't want to go through it. And I've been through bad things.
Right.
So when I see someone else having a bad day, I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
I know how you fucking feel.
Right.
I know that you fucking, sometimes you ain't got someone to talk to.
Right.
And
right.
It fucking sucks. So that's the one thing that I want to introduce to the shop. That's one thing I want to introduce to the people that I get to know. Because I've been there when it's raining and you ain't got nowhere to fucking go, so.
What about you?
I mean, what keeps me going is, for the most part, I want to be a place where, not just here, but in my real life, in my physical, outside of here, I want to be a place where people could come to me and they could seek guidance, they could seek safety, they could seek opportunity, you know, we could, but not just take, but also be able to give in a sense, right? Be able to add to and help cultivate and grow opportunities.
So in the relationship of time and how you, cause like how I, and excuse me if I'm wrong on this, cause like, I think like the way the topic came up is our use of time, right? Like making the most of the time that we have given. So in that essence, what do you do to make the most of your time now? Cause you've been through some stuff, right? So let's go back to this. Where did the mental change come from, and then making use of your time?
The mental change, I've been in the system before, so mental change didn't happen the first time. Mental didn't happen the second time.
Right.
Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time.
Yeah.
I forgot how many times I had to go in to fucking get it.
Good.
So it's just like, but again, I was using that tool. Like, yeah, I did make my own mistakes, but I'd go in and hear everybody else's mistakes. And when you go to jail, like sometimes you're. Like, I got put in a really bad part. I had the lowest case out of everybody. Everyone's fighting murder, all these other crazy ass things. Ain't got to be able to see their kids. The cops get to tell us when we get to talk to our family.
Shut up.
So it's like, after that, when they put me into the highest thing I ever been into, like, that's when I was just like, that was an eye-opener. And the judge told me that, he's like, I don't know what you did to get through this, how are we getting off so easy? He's like, by the way shit's going, he's like, I think I'm going to see you in here for murder one day.
Yeah.
And that changed my life. And that literally changed my life, because I was like, fuck, it's like, I don't want to be one of these motherfuckers.
Straight
and myself, God knows how many hours for a week, you feel me? Because like sometimes we don't get out of ourselves.
Yeah.
And that really changed it. Like, I really opened it up. And then that's when I started like really becoming a lot more humble. I was praying a lot. I like converted to Islam.
Okay.
I started praying a lot, a lot. And I wasn't like very greedy with what I asked for. I just asked for like little shit, like my mom to have a better job, or me to like not get into any trouble, or just little shit. And I didn't pray to be a millionaire. I didn't pray for nothing. Just little shit.
Yeah.
And then that shit just came true for me. And while I worked through that, it was just an eye opener too. I was like, wow, I'm doing good, and I'm getting granted. You know.
Yeah. You, cause I know, like I said, like most people. I mean, I never really spoke on your situation, because I don't think it was, I mean, up until now it wasn't relevant. But without even going into detail, you want to kind of give a little bit of background information on you, and then the mental shift, and then, like, the mental shift on you, and would you start, when you started becoming, like, the value time. I said that completely jiving.
I would say, when I started to value time, and realize the value of it, and be able to start actually articulating and using it, honestly, it wasn't until I would say about 28 years old, maybe. I was already working for the state. I was working a little stagnant job. Then I fucking had a boy who was running a cannabis business, and he convinced me. He didn't convince me. He laid out the business. It made sense to me. So I left my secure state job to take a risk to go get it on my own with my boy in a cannabis business. And from there, you don't, the concept of time was different. At the state, like, kind of how he said the topic was brought up, like Mondays was like, oh my God, it's Monday. And I thought that was the silliest shit in the world. Like, thanks. Monday is the start of the week. Monday sets the fucking tone for how the rest of the week is gonna go. We literally start our work week on Monday. If you already wake up hating fucking Monday, how can you conquer the rest of the week, let alone the next 8 hours? So to me, that was always fucking asinine. But it wasn't just Monday, you know? It was like, they hated Mondays. Tuesdays was whatever. Wednesdays got a little better. Thursdays, they started coming out of the shell. Fridays, they were whole completely different people. Once the weekend hit, that's what they lived for. They like came alive on Friday. Like, I'm not telling you to be like me, an extrovert, but like, you're literally just spending your Monday through Thursday shuffling your feet, hoping to get ready for Friday. And I get it. That's how the world got us set up, or America got us set up, but really the world, you got to work in this rat race. But it's like, bro, you really don't have to. You just got to start articulating your time and start understanding, like, the time you spend doing other things. Even you can spend 8 hours a day working at your job, right? But what about the other 8 hours of the day? That's 16 hours because you're sleeping for the other 8 hours a day. So 24 hours a day, 8 of them at work, 8 of them at fucking sleep. Some of y'all get 9 hours of sleep, some of y'all get 7 hours of sleep, but okay. 10 hours at work, what about the other hours that are left over? What are you doing with those? And I'm not gonna lie, I actually sacrificed a lot of my time, and I'm still learning, because I sacrificed a lot of my time with my significant other. I sacrificed a lot of my time with my friends. I fucked off a lot of my time doing dumb shit. Memories and lessons that make me who I am, I honestly wouldn't trade it. I would just make it better. I would have made those decisions earlier in life and learned the lessons a few years before. But it is what it is. I'm like I said, I'm learning now. I've been more on a time hype. Yeah, that pretty much, that's when I had to go and get time for myself. I had to go and take control, and pretty much, you know, it was really like a culmination of seeing a dream and seeing the effort it takes to put into that dream, and it kind of just put everything in a culmination. Like, it all really is just time and effort, bruh. Elbow grease and a little bit of fucking grit, and you're good to go.
So I got a question for both of you guys. Whoever wants to answer first, two-part question. And if you need me to clarify, because like, one of the things that I do talk about is self-love. So the first part of the question is, what is the relationship, let's say, between self-love and time and accountability and time? Good question.
That's a good question. So,
cause I could. All right. So
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm fucking up in both of those realms. In the. All right. On the self love, I feel like I'm pretty much on point as far as like getting my time and doing what I want. But in that same conversation, in that same breath, that self-love time is almost at times too much. I'm not being considerate of the time that I need to be spending with my significant other, or in a sense what I think is I guess for lack of a better word, positive self-love, which I enjoy working. So spending hours working, bro, like, I like it. Getting to the bag, cultivating ideas for making money and just trying to be better, trying to make this shit automated. You know, the goal would be to walk away from everything in a certain amount of time. You feel me? So in order to achieve that, bro, like, I'm very cognizant on the time that I have and that I'm using, but I'm not cognizant enough, and or maybe I am, but I just am not disciplined enough to be able to mitigate the time that I'm spending on myself and divvy it up fairly amongst other things. Because, like, no matter what, no matter how much I think I can keep working, you can't work 12 hours a day every day. You feel me? It's just not sustainable, right? Even if this is a cool ass job, no matter what, you need to be able to do other things. One of the topics we were debating about talking is change of environment, and you can't change your environment if you in the same environment every day, all day. So with that being said, like, in respect to time and self-love, I feel like I do very well. I feel like I actually, there's overabundance on my part of the self-love, and I need to actually adjust and kind of starve myself of certain parts of my time that I'm pouring in, and make sure I'm giving those relationships, friendships, and breaks that are necessary. And then as far as accountability, that goes in the same breath as the self-love. Like, I need to be more accountable for the time that I'm using. I'm not gonna lie, I dab a lot, and sometimes I be fucking off and not getting to the task. But I'm pretty good at understanding what I didn't do and making sure I do what I need to do. But I can admit I can tighten up my time, my work ethic. But at the end of the day, you feel me, you got to be able to do what is the most comfortable for you and the most productive. And, you know, I've been training myself in the morning. I kill a lot of my work. I work for assault. I don't even answer my phone in the morning. So I do a lot of work once I get here in the morning. And that kind of works for me. Sometimes I fuck off, sometimes I don't. But being able to be aware and having that cognizance of, like, damn, I didn't get this done today, but I gotta get this done today. I got a checklist that I check off every day on top of what we have for our work. I have my own reminder app. Like, we got this device right here, the iPhone, the smartphone. Like, we don't take advantage of this. This tells me, reminds me of the things that I got scheduled for my time. Like, this helps me be accountable, actually. Mm-hmm. This enforces accountability, you know. Like, it's little things like that kind of reverberate back to what I said earlier. Like, you know, there's all these hours in the day, there's these little tweaks that we can do. Because let's be real, I'm lazy. I'm gonna be the first to admit it. I'm the hardest working lazy person you'll ever meet. You feel me? I'm gonna get the job done. I'm gonna get done what needs to get done, but I'm gonna try to get it done as fast as possible. I'm gonna hit it hard and I'm gonna get it done. I'd rather get this shit done, and if it's gonna take somebody 8 hours, I'm gonna try to get it done in 4. So I could do something else for 4 hours. Work on my own shit, you know, whatever it need be. But, you know, not everybody can take that accountability.
Oh, no, you get in the camera, because we're gonna talk. Alright. So we gotta edit this out. So again, we're talking about time, and then the question was, what is the relationship between self-love and time, and accountability and time?
Self-love and time, sure, that's a hard one for me because I'm a dad now.
Not right.
But with my self-love, biggest thing in here is like having a job, honestly, because like I said, I was a troublemaker before, and I could honestly make a lot more money doing something else, have the knowledge to, and that will risk my future, my time. So I already love myself enough to the point where I can throw away something else to pick up something else, which is my life and my time. So then the accountability part, that also ties in with that too, because I have a son and a wonderful woman too. And you know, it's hard being there all the time, and it's hard like always like used to living a certain lifestyle, having to taper down. But as since I was a kid, this is what I wanted, so it makes it a little easier, you know.
Cool. So on this one, I think we are gonna wrap this up. I know this is kind of like a weird ending, but remember, we are at a smoke shop while there, live and direct. So this has been OTR Off the Rip. Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. You just open it right down the side, pull it up.